930 WFMD.
Why are you smiling?
I'm just happy.
What are you so happy about?
September 27th is National Chocolate Milk Day.
And that means
today is National Chocolate Milk Day.
They've got chocolate milk now?
Today is National Chocolate Milk Day.
Do you have chocolate milk?
I love chocolate milk.
You like chocolate milk?
Get some chocolate milk.
It's Chocolate Milk Day.
Someone get me some chocolate milk.
Because it's showtime!
Some yummy goodness chocolate milk, you know? Every now and then, you just need to guzzle some down.
Yeah, I love it. I love chocolate milk. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I do, too. I mean, I don't get enough chocolate milk. I don't, it's not one of my things. And when I sit down, I go, oh, but what I like to go, it's like when you get, like, you go into a sip and go somewhere, and then you're like, you just see it, and you're like, I gotta have some chocolate milk.
A sip and go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know, but like tell me more.
Like a 7-Eleven or a 6-12.
Okay,
or a,
now
you know.
You're talking my language. Yeah. Now you're. Yeah. Now we're eye to eye.
Yeah, sip and go. Grab something to sip and go.
Okay, so it's actually not the name of a store.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No, not at all.
All right. Just, maybe you've accidentally branded something. Maybe.
Hey, I have now claimed it. Yeah. You don't use it. It's mine. You heard it on the radio. We have audio proof that I came up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, we were talking about the, you mentioned the, about the phone calls.
The robocalls.
And getting the robocalls. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who we were doing some work over the weekend. And he said that we were talking about getting those calls. And he picks up the phone. He gets the spam calls, you know, and it'll come up on your cell phone, spam caller. But he'll answer it. And he answers, Sheriff's Department, Fraud Division, how can I help you? Then they hang up.
That is a very creative way to get rid of somebody that you don't want to talk to.
Well, he believes that since that has happened, that since he's been doing that, that the calls, the actual number of calls have gone down. So
maybe a coincidence. Maybe they're just tapering off in general.
Yeah. I've done the Jerry Seinfeld thing before, you know, where he says, where somebody called him and he says, hey, can I call you when you're eating dinner and bother you? Mm-hmm. I've done that. I've, you know, when they have said, can I ask you a question? I said, okay, you get one and then I get one. And then when they ask me the question, I say, I know. I'll answer your questions. I'll do whatever you want if you answer one question for me. And then I'm like, are you sure that you're sure that you're going to heaven? Have you given your life to Jesus? And then they hang up. Or they'll go, or I've had one person say, it's none of your business.
Right.
And then they'll ask me, you know, who are you using for insurance? Well, it's none of your business. And then I hang up. So, yeah, there's many ways to do it. Or you just look at it and you avoid them.
Yep. So Loudoun County has some shocking details on people that can be part of the school board. I want to talk about that when we come back, Bob, because Loudoun County has gone off the rails.
Oh, they're wokey.
They are wokey. 8:15 at WFMD. We'll check sports next.
I wasn't able to sleep in my own bed. Because of my wife's struggles with CPAP, I had to move out to the couch, out to the recliner, out to my son's bunk bed. That is, until she started using Inspire, a sleep apnea treatment that works inside her body with just the click of a remote.
Get back to sleeping in your own bed with Inspire. No mask, no hose, just sleep. To learn more, visit inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
8:15 at WFMD.
9:30 WFMB Sports Update.
All right, we've been talking about it all morning long. The Justin Tucker 66-yard field goal to seal the deal and give the Ravens a 19-17 victory against the Detroit Lions. It is the longest field goal since 2000. Speaking of field goal, if you went to sleep Sunday night, you missed a heck of a game. The Packers and the San Francisco 49ers, with time winding down after Aaron Rodgers engineered a game-winning drive. It was Mason Crosby lining up for the 51-yarder for the Packers.
Kick to the upright, and it is good! It is good! It is good!
And the Packers winning it 30-28 on Sunday Night Football. The Bills punished the Washington football team 43-21 in Western New York. Linganore over Oakdale in an instant classic on Friday, 54-53, 8-16.
Good morning, WFMD News. COVID booster shots are available in Frederick County for those 65 and older who've received their second dose of the Pfizer vaccine, along with those 18 and older who have underlying medical conditions or are at increased risk of contracting COVID due to their workplace or institutional settings. The boosters are available at the Health Department Clinic being held at 800 Oak Street, as well as local doctor's offices and pharmacies. Four teenagers have been charged with a plot to attack a Pennsylvania high school in 2024 on the 25th anniversary of the massacre at Colorado's Columbine High School. A 15-year-old girl and a 15-year-old boy are charged as adults, and two other teenagers face juvenile charges in the plan to attack Dunmore High School outside Scranton on April 20th, 2024. Investigators say the girl's mother told police that her daughter was obsessed with Columbine. A Molotov cocktail, components for bombs, writings on how to make bombs, and handwritten lists of guns, ammunition, and tactical gear, complete with prices, were found in the girl's home. And a horrifying moment occurred before the start of the San Diego Padres game against the Atlanta Braves on Saturday night. San Diego police said a woman and her child died after falling from the third level of the ballpark. Police say a 40-year-old woman and 2-year-old boy were pronounced dead shortly after 4 p.m. It wasn't clear whether the fall was accidental or intentional. The father was at the ballpark when the fall occurred. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
70 eastbound delays this morning going from South Mountain up to Monument Road, and that delay is because of a five-vehicle accident off to the left shoulder. After that, you slow from alternate 40 to 270 and then in between 40 and 29. 15 northbound in Frederick, you're seeing a slowdown from Jefferson Street to 7th Street, as well as on 270 southbound, Baker Valley Road to Hyattstown, Germantown to Gaithersburg, and then getting onto either loop of the Capitol Beltway. That's your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Sunny today with a high near 80. Mostly clear tonight, the low 60. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 80. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, the low 55. Sunny for Wednesday, 72 for the high, and sunny again Thursday, the high 70. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Dean Fettis.
Dean, we've got a beautiful day outside our studios on top of Groveville Road. 62 sunny in Frederick, sunny in Imesville, sunny in Myersville. It is the Morning News Express, 819 at WFMD.
The IRS is ramping up collection, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, listen carefully. Before it's too late, check your eligibility for the Fresh Start program still offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problems. Call our special hotline number now and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-724-9484. That's 800-724-9484. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-724-9484 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Leaky faucet keeping you up at night? Amazing how such small sounds resonate throughout the house at night. Or the simple trickle of water in a toilet tank turns into a rolling river in our ears. We can live with it for a while, but one day, you've had enough. When that day comes, allow Putman Plumbing to check them out, make professional recommendations, then choose the option which makes the most sense to you and get you back to a good night's sleep. Putman Plumbing, 301-371-4395. How can we make you smile?
Get breaking local news first, straight to your phone. Just turn on notifications on the WFMD app, free from News Radio 930.
It is the Morning News Express. 821 at WFMD. Good morning. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick, Nate Saunders in the newsroom, and of course, Diana Gibson's country traffic for you this morning. And Ryan is going to take us down a very interesting path.
Yes, absolutely, Bob. So Loudoun County has, they are the epitome of woke. Mm-hmm. And after months of controversy surrounding meetings, the Loudoun County School Board is updating its guidelines for public participation. They have had numerous arrests and disturbances during these meetings. Now they want to make sure that you live there in order for you to comment. So they are taking the very interesting step of allowing only people that meet certain criteria to comment. And I want to bring in Nate on this as well, because Nate, you've been to plenty of school board meetings, and I have never seen anything like this. Guys, feel free to chime in as I read these list of criteria for participation at Loudoun County Public Schools. There are five. Number one is that you must be a resident of Loudoun County, including its incorporated towns, to participate. Number two, owners of businesses located in whole or parts of Loudoun County, LCPS students, parents and guardians of students, or employees. And the way they're going to enforce this, guess how they're going to enforce this, guys? They're going to ask for documentation.
Wow, hold it a second. You got to show an ID to get to a public meeting?
Absolutely.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, so, or, hey, if you don't have a ID, you could certainly show a utility bill from the 2021 address that you live with your corresponding name and your address. You can show a mortgage or rental lease agreement displaying your name and the current address. You can show your current employee ID or student ID, or have an email or letter from Loudoun County Public Schools to the parent of the student participating in the current year, or a student report card or progress report. So they will closely vet and watch you, and they will ask for documentation before you speak in order to qualify you to participate in one of their meetings. Your thoughts, guys?
I'm assuming there's an Amazon warehouse in Loudoun County. So does that mean Jeff Bezos can go to a board meeting?
Not quite sure. I don't think so.
I think that I'm going to probably take a different perspective here and say I don't have a problem with that. Only because you don't want a bunch of people coming in from, say, I don't know, maybe the national teachers organizations or something, to overwhelm these meetings with speakers who really have no vested interest in what's going on in Loudoun County other than a political agenda. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, having parents, having students and business owners, people who are immediately affected by what happens with the Loudoun County public school systems, I think that's okay, because, you know, why do you want somebody, say, you know, from Woodsboro, because I live in Woodsboro, used to live in Woodsboro, going to Loudoun County trying to tell them how to run their business? I certainly wouldn't want them coming up to a meeting here and trying to tell us how to run our business.
Hmm. Interesting.
It definitely does make sense. You know, a local school board should hear from the local people. You don't want an outside influence. And it does also beg the question of, if this requires an ID, what else requires an ID?
Obviously, there has been ID requirements that have come into play with voting rights, and they have been deemed racist. I wonder how long before the Frederick County Public School Board adopts something like this, where they are checking IDs and rental agreements. I mean, it's a little overboard to ask somebody to provide a mortgage agreement or a rental agreement to talk at a school board meeting. But I think part of the reason they're doing this is because the national media attention has gotten so much on Loudoun County, mm-hmm. that some of the meetings have culminated in people getting arrested. Never before have I been to a public school board meeting where people have been threatened or actually arrested. But we have seen many, many times over the past few months where people have been led away in cuffs after screaming and yelling at the top of their lungs at this school board that is becoming synonymous with critical race theory and other indoctrination efforts on students there. And
now, the other thing is, I'm sorry, Nate, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you can see a correlation between this and the actions they're having to take and the actions being taken with Brian Laundrie. You know, when you get a situation that's heavily emphasized by national media, not just local media, it seems like drastic action sometimes starts to take place.
Now, they're not keeping you from going to the meetings. They're just keeping you from speaking at the meetings.
That's correct, because they feel that people have been disrupting the meetings. And this all obviously stems from the arrests that have been made at the school board. Now, the school board did issue a statement saying, quote, the school board is making these changes in order to ensure that the voices of our parents in the LCPS community are heard rather than out-of-town agitators who would make board meetings a platform for national politics or to enhance their own media profiles. And an informal survey of our neighboring jurisdictions shows that the school board is one of the few government bodies that has minimal restrictions on speakers. Even with these changes, the school board has some of the most open public comment practices in the region, close quote. So again, it does seem, to your point, Nate, to your point, Bob, that they're doing it because of the agitators from out of town.
Yeah. I'd also like to see, and I know this is kind of maybe a little bit different, and I know we got to take a break soon, is that I would like to see districts for school boards, because I would like to see the same things they have for county, the county council. And that is, you know, hey, look, the needs of Urbana School District is different than the needs of the inner city Frederick High, TJ High, and much different than they have up in Thurmont for Catoctin High School and maybe other schools. And I would like to see representation from every district. We don't have that now. We don't even have, you can't even, I mean, unless you know whether or not they're Republican or Democrat or how they sit politically. I just think that maybe that's something that we ought to look at. But, you know, you're never going to get that to change. It's just something we should have.
Bob, 828.
Clifford Barnett from Hagerstown was found guilty of second-degree rape, third-degree sex offense, and fourth-degree sex offense. More on that next. WFMD News.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
Slowing on 70 eastbound from South Mountain to right before Monument Road. And then as you are going by Mount Phillip Road, your next delay, it's in Howard County, 40 to Marriottsville Road. Delays on 15 northbound in Frederick, Jefferson Street to Rosemont Avenue, and 270, you're under speed. Baker Valley Road to Hyattstown from Germantown to Gaithersburg, and debris on the roadway, Rockery Ridge Road and Hawks Church Road. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For this morning, sunshine and a calm wind. Winds will be from the southwest at around 8 miles an hour this afternoon. Gusts as high as 20. High today at 80. Mostly clear tonight, 59. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high at 79. Showers and thunderstorms continuing tomorrow night and 55. Sunny 72 on Wednesday. PJ's Roofing. When it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
All right, Todd, 63. It is beautiful outside of our WFMD studios. Good Monday morning, September 27, 2021.
WFMD News Time. 8:30.
This is 9:30 WFMD and WFMD.com. Now, WFMD News.
On Thursday, a 54-year-old Hagerstown man was found guilty of rape by a Frederick County Circuit Court jury. Clifford Barnett was found guilty of second-degree rape, third-degree sex offense, and fourth-degree sex offense. Frederick police say it happened on September 30th, 2019, at a home on the 600 block of Tawny Avenue. The female victim, a male friend, and Barnett came to her house after a night of drinking in the downtown area. Several hours later, the woman woke up to Barnett sexually assaulting her. No date has yet been scheduled for Barnett's sentencing. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Maryland says a Hagerstown man has been charged with making false statements and bank fraud when it comes to the Payroll Protection Program. A criminal complaint has been filed against 47-year-old Jeffrey Braden. Prosecutors say Braden's company, B&D Consulting, applied for $734,000 last year through the Payroll Protection Program, which was developed to keep individuals on the job during the COVID-19 pandemic. but Braden is alleged to have taken $600,000 of that amount to purchase stocks in a number of publicly traded companies, which is not an approved use of the Payroll Protection Program funds. During an initial appearance in the U.S. District Court on Friday, Braden was ordered released pending his trial. WFMD News continues after this Fox News update.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Debate starts today with a vote in the House set for Thursday on a bipartisan infrastructure spending plan. Dozens of progressive Democrats say they'll oppose it unless there's a vote first on the party's larger social and environmental spending bill. Details of that still have to be worked out, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells ABC's This Week,
I'm never bringing a bill to the floor that doesn't have the votes.
She won't have any Republican votes because this is essentially giving away the future of this country.
That's North Carolina Republican Greg Murphy on Fox and Friends First. Congress also has to approve spending to avoid a partial government shutdown starting Friday. And Congress has to raise or suspend the debt ceiling to avoid the nation possibly defaulting on debt sometime next month. What's become a powerful hurricane is moving over the Atlantic.
Hurricane Sam strengthened to a Cat 4 over the weekend. That will continue to move north. So far, Sam is forecast to stay away from the U.S. Bermuda will have to watch the track of the system over the next few days.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
The Frederick County Health Department says COVID-19 boosters are available.
The FDA and the CDC have authorized the use of the Pfizer vaccine as a booster. Spokeswoman Rissa Watkins says the health department has been planning for this day when it can offer booster shots against COVID. She says it's available for those who've received their second dose of the Pfizer vaccine and who are 65 and older and between the ages of 18 and 64 with underlying medical conditions or who are at risk of contracting COVID in their workplace or an institutional setting. Watkins says the health department will have the Pfizer vaccine available at its clinic on Oak Street, but it's also available at local doctors' offices and pharmacies.
You do not need to go back to the same vaccination clinic where you received your first and second doses in order to get the booster.
Watkins says this booster is not available for those who received the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Federal agencies are still reviewing the data on those two vaccines. Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
For more on that story, go to WFMD.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at 930 WFMD. According to a survey conducted for AAA, 55% of Americans say they plan to travel before the end of next year, but 31% of respondents say they will be likely to purchase travel insurance because of COVID-19.
It's insurance that provides protection should you need to cancel your trip or your vacation.
Regina Ali with AAA Mid-Atlantic says if you purchase travel insurance, there's one component it should include.
AAA advises travelers to look into travel insurance policies that include a quote-unquote cancel for any reason component. That actually offers more flexibility and protection in the event a traveler needs to cancel their trip.
Ali says in the past, travel insurance has not usually covered pandemics or epidemics, but she says more providers are offering that as a part of their travel insurance policies, and you should check a travel consultant for more information. John Seaburn, president of the Hagerstown Aviation Museum, says the museum has a vision to create an event center and expo for the region. This year's Wings and Wheels Expo was on September 11th, and it raised money to help make that possible.
This is one of the few times you can actually come and see the museum collection. Since we're still renovating the hangar, we aren't officially open to the public yet on a regular basis with regular hours. That's what we're working toward, and we'll be sure and let everybody know when that day happens. But and that's why we hold events, so the public can come out and see the airplanes and enjoy all this.
He says they've been holding events for 15 years, and they want to purchase more space to house their museum and host trade shows and car shows. You can now text your news and traffic tips to WFMD at 301-694-9363. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
Hi, Mr. Tyler. I'm Dr. Hall. Nice to meet you. Can you open up and say, Dentistry and rock and roll don't really go together, right? Wrong. I'm Dr. Brian Hall, a root canal specialist. In my 20 years of experience, I've found that music can really help you relax and feel comfortable during your visit. I know that root canals have a bad reputation, but with a great staff, great treatment, and great music, I can turn something that seems scary into a positive experience. Learn more at briandhall.com.
Guys, as we get older, we all start to notice minor changes in sexual performance. It happens, but you can't stop Mother Nature. Whether you're just starting to develop erectile dysfunction symptoms or are suffering from chronic ED, call Metro Men's Health. Skip the pills and injections. They're only temporary and lose effectiveness over time. Metro Men's Health treats the root cause of ED, lack of blood flow, so it works long term. Metro Men's Health uses the most advanced and clinically proven wave therapy on the market to actually repair aging blood vessels and restore them to a younger you. Get your spontaneity and your confidence back with safe, effective treatment from Metro Men's Health. Visit MetroMen'sHealth.com.
Go to MetroMen'sHealth.com or call 240-998-8500. Don't let ED get worse. Call Metro Men's Health today, 240-998-8500. Call now, 240-998-8500.
We are Mid-Maryland's news, traffic, and weather station. 930 WFMD.
Just say one thing, and I know you. I don't know if you really actually said it in sports, which is a shame.
Yeah.
You should have.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is the fact that the Americans whooped.
I said that.
Did you? I
don't. The Ryder Cup.
So, I mean, sometimes it's at the very end. Oh yeah, the Americans won the Ryder Cup.
Oh wow.
I don't golf. I don't golf, and nobody cares. But the Ryder Cup was an unprecedented whooping. By the Americans over the Europeans. So just FYI.
Yeah, absolutely. I said it was the most lopsided win since Europe became part of the event in 1979.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure. We had to get it out there because it was wonderful.
Yeah, I got your golf news in for the morning, Bob.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
How about I lead with that? How about I lead
you
with...
You should at the very end.
I will.
Yeah, at the very beginning. All right. Speaking of getting here, things on time, we'll get to traffic, and also we'll talk maybe a little bit about how those boats aren't coming into shore to offload. We'll talk about that coming up, too, on the Morning News Express.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
Slowing on 70 eastbound from South Mountain to right before Monument Road. And then as you are going by Mount Phillip Road, your next delay, it's in Howard County, 40 to Marriottsville Road. Delays on 15 northbound in Frederick. Jefferson Street to Rosemont Avenue and 270, you're under speed. Baker Valley Road to Hyattstown from Germantown to Gaithersburg and debris on the roadway, Rockery Ridge Road and Hawks Church Road. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
It is 839 at WFMD. Let's turn our attention to Kirk Kroenke with the first check and last check on the MTA commute. How's it looking this morning, Kurt?
It's looking pretty good, Ryan. We do have on-time service right now as 880 makes its way to Union Station, Washington, stopping in Kensington at 842, Silver Spring at 848, and it's due in Union Station, Washington at 921. And train 894 making its way to Union Station, Washington, and that train scheduled to get in at 852 this morning. No reported commuter bus delays. For the MTA Transit team, I'm Kirk Kroenke on WFMD.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Sunny today with a high near 80. Mostly clear tonight, the low 60. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 80. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, the low 55. Sunny for Wednesday, 72 for the high, and sunny again Thursday, the high 70. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Dean Fettis.
Hey, Bob, we have a new nickname for our newsman, Nate Saunders.
What is that?
Nat.
It's Nat what? Saunders.
Nat?
Nat.
Nat.
There's a long story behind it, Bob. We'll get into it later.
Well, you know what? I think there's going to be a Netflix series on the budding bromance of Matt, Nate, and Ryan.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, okay. It is 8:40 at WFMD. Did we get the weather yet?
I don't know. Give us the weather.
It's nice. It's gorgeous.
It really is. Mm-hmm.
And it is a good day to go out and play some golf, Ryan Hedrick.
Yeah, the Ryder Cup. We'll talk about that more in sports in 5 minutes, Bob.
Yes, we will on WFMD.
It's the 930 WFMD Spotlight on Local Business.
It is the Spotlight on Local Business. And today, Devin Mackey joins me from Car Buying Outlet, the managing partner of the company that just launched, really, a couple of weeks ago. Devin, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing at Car Buying Outlet so far?
Well, thanks for having me. We are doing fantastic. We are buying cars left and right. We've had a lot of great feedback so far. Customers are happy. They've brought us appraisals that we've beaten by thousands of dollars. And so far, so good.
And that is your mission at Car Buying Outlet.
Yeah, that's all we do. We don't sell cars. We just buy cars. We work with a network of dealerships throughout the whole country. We are a huge franchise ourselves, Country Chevrolet, Country Buick GMC, and we have some small pilot stores that specialize in just diesel trucks, commercial products. We have DTO, Dealer Trade Outlet, that does custom $100,000 Jeeps and cool lifted trucks. So we have a huge network of people that we do business with, that we have tons of outlets to move these cars.
Now tell us, this is a very interesting skill you possess in knowing how to appraise cars and give people top dollar that other companies can't. How long have you personally been in the business, Devin?
So I'm fairly young. I've been in the business for about 7 going on 8 years now.
Wow.
I was introduced when I was in my younger 20s and just loved cars, loved the idea of, you know, trying to buy a car for less and going and trying to sell it for more and just the whole game. And it really took hold with me. I love it. And I love helping people out, too. It's very competitive, especially in this market right now with manufacturers not being able to put cars out because of the chip shortage going on right at this current moment. So I don't foresee that going away for a while. But just like any other dealership or person that buys a car, we all have our different networks that we deal with. And so, you know, CarMax or somebody else might not be able to pay up for a car the way that we can, because we know somebody that really wants that car and we can pay up for the car and sell it to that person.
When people come to you and they want to sell their vehicle, what do you need to be able to make that deal?
To keep it very short and simple and make the process very easy. I mean, realistically, if you own your vehicle, we just need a copy of your driver's license and the title and the lien release with it if it's paid off. And it's as easy as a 10-minute process of just writing you a check and you're on your way. If there is a payoff on the vehicle, we'll pay the vehicle off for you. And if there's a positive equity, we'll write you a check on the spot as well.
Is there any type of vehicle that you don't deal with? Somebody may say, well, wait a minute, that vehicle, I don't think I could sell it to him, but do you think you could sell anybody's
vehicle? We buy them all. We buy them all from $1 to $1 million car.
And if somebody wants to get in touch with Car Buying Outlet, which is located on Grove Road between Route 85 and 355, Devin, where can they go? What can they do?
So, yeah, come see us. We are right off of Grove Road, which connects 355 and 85. We have a big sign out front, says Car Buying Outlet. And they can check us out on our website as well at carbuyingoutlet.com. It has all the information on there. You can even send us a little message through the website, and it goes directly to my email, and we can give you a call or email you back. And it also has links to our other dealerships, like our franchise stores and our other stores that we do business with. And you can go right on their website. So if you are interested in buying a car, not just selling your car, you can check out our inventory.
All right, Devin does it all, Car Buying Outlet. They buy cars. Go check them out today. You've been listening to the Spotlight on Local Business. It is 8:45. Sports is next.
Looking to make a career change? Want to work for a company with great medical benefits, including dental, vision, and 401k? Martin Brower, the area's leaders for food supply in the fast food industry, is now hiring CDLA truck drivers for local delivery. First year salary, $88,000 to $115,000. Paid weekly. Delivering in Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, and Delaware. Drivers will be home daily. Text MBJobs to 250-00 to apply today. Join the Martin Brower private fleet today and text MBJobs to 250-00 today.
WFMD at 8:45.
9:30 WFMD Sports Update.
All right, this one is for Bob. Yes, the Ryder Cup took place yesterday, and yes, it was a historic victory by the United States, who reclaimed the Ryder Cup with a 19-9 trouncing of Europe. It was the most lopsided win since Europe became part of the event in 1979. We have been talking about this all day, but it's worth hearing again. The Justin Tucker 66-yard field goal to win it for the Ravens against the Lions.
Tucker's kick is on the way. It is good! Crossbar, and it tumbles through. It is good! Time has expired. Justin Tucker with the longest field goal in NFL history.
And that's how things ended on the Ravens radio network. Meanwhile, last night, while you were sleeping, the Packers engineered a great drive last second against the 49ers, and Mason Crosby lined up for a 51-yard field goal.
Kick to the upright, and it is good! It is good! It is good!
And that's how things ended on the Packers radio network. The Washington football team embarrassed by the Bills yesterday, 43-21, 8:46.
Good morning, WFMD News. A Hagerstown man has been found guilty of rape. Thursday in Frederick County Circuit Court, a jury found 54-year-old Clifford Barnett guilty of second-degree rape, third-degree sex offense, and fourth-degree sex offense. Detectives learned that a woman, a male friend, and Barnett had socialized the night before. The three went back to the woman's house to socialize more and to sleep. Several hours later, the woman woke up to Barnett sexually assaulting her. She began screaming, and he ran out of the residence. Barnett will be sentenced at a later date. Friends of Gabby Petito said goodbye to the 22-year-old on Sunday at her funeral in Long Island, New York. A prayer card contained a poem titled "Let It Be," a phrase Petito had tattooed to her arm. During her service, both her father and her stepfather spoke. Authorities are still searching for her boyfriend, Brian Laundry, who's been named a person of interest in Petito's murder. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Friday told reporters that the nearly 15,000 migrants who were camped out under the bridge at Del Rio last week were not tested for COVID-19, and he does not know if anyone got sick with the virus while there. He said that the U.S. had 150 medical personnel there to deal with the health issues the migrants may have had, and that medical facilities were set up in the area. Mayorkas said that up to 30,000 people were encountered in Del Rio since September 9th, and that as many as 15,000 were concentrated there at one time. I'm Nate Saunders. I'm in Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
Your delay on 15 northbound finally cleared out this morning. Good news there, but it's still slow on 270 from Baker Valley Road going into Hyattstown, and then from Germantown approaching Gaithersburg. 70 eastbound, the earlier slowing from South Mountain to Monument Road, that's gone, but it is a little congested in between 17 and Harmony Road, and then again 40 to 29. That's your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties for this morning: sunshine and a calm wind. Winds will be from the southwest at around 8 miles an hour this afternoon. Gusts as high as 20. High today at 80. Mostly clear tonight, 59. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high at 79. Showers and thunderstorms continuing tomorrow night and 55. Sunny 72 on Wednesday. PJ's Roofing. When it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
Thank you, Todd. Right now, 64. Sunny degrees in New Midway, Walkersville, and going up to Searsville. It is the Morning News Express, 849 at WFMD.
Frederick Health's Radio for a Cause calendar.
New Market will be hosting the New Market Fighter Run 5K and Cornhole for a Cause tournament on Saturday, October 2nd. This year's event is in memory of Karen Durbin, who served as the town clerk for 14 years. Proceeds will benefit the Hurwitz Foundation. The annual Walk to End Alzheimer's is taking place this year on October 10th. The walk begins at Harry Grove Stadium in Frederick. Gates open at 11 a.m. and the walk begins at 12:15. If you prefer to walk in your own neighborhood, you can. And the Hurwitz Breast Cancer Fund will be hosting the 13th annual Pink Ribbon 5K at Hood College on Sunday, October 10th. Registration begins at 7:30.
Frederick Health's Radio for a Cause is supported by Premier Dental Arts, Johnson & Johnson Heating and Air Conditioning, and Maryland Excavation.
I need a car, but my credit isn't too good.
Yeah, me too. I just had my bankruptcy discharged.
Have no fear. Captain Boom is here. Bad credit? You're approved. Divorced? You're approved. No money down, repossession, no co-signer? You're approved. Find the vehicle you want, fill out the online credit application, and drive your car home today at HiloAutoSales.com, home of the free 6-month, 6,000-mile warranty. Find your next car 24/7 at HiloAutoSales.com.
Need tires? With weather-slicked streets, Tire Pros of Frederick suggests you check your tires. You need the right tires to get around the corner safely. Don't get left out on the side of the road. Frederick's fastest-growing tire dealer is Tire Pros, where every purchase comes with exclusive free one-year roadside assistance and the lowest price guarantee. Compare and save now. Tire Pros of Frederick, for when you need to get there, or just to know you can. Located on Highland Street behind the Frederick Fairgrounds. Online at tireprosoffrederick.com.
I wasn't able to sleep in my own bed. Because of my wife's struggles with CPAP, I had to move out to the couch, out to the recliner, out to my son's bunk bed. That is, until she started using Inspire, a sleep apnea treatment that works inside her body with just the click of a remote.
Get back to sleeping in your own bed with Inspire. No mask, no hose, just sleep. To learn more, visit inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Ryan and Matt.
It is the Morning News Express, 852 WFMD.
We're having a lot of fun.
In-house, man. You don't get all the inside jokes.
You don't.
No, I'm sorry.
So there was a Weekend News Express show that our own Bob Dacey hosts, and he accidentally called Nate Nats. So now we're making a joke of it.
Oh, okay.
That's
well,
all.
Yeah, so you're picking on a coworker. That's okay. The coworkers you're only supposed not to get picked on is Nate and Frank and Kevin. That's it.
Yeah.
Everybody else will get you a trip to HR. Right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess all the picking we've done to certain people around here, we haven't had that trip yet, but you can't rule that out.
Yeah,
you can never rule that out. It's radio. You're supposed to have fun.
Right. That's exactly right. I do want to question because we talked about it a little bit in with the business update with Chris Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how many ships are off port waiting to be unloaded that aren't getting unloaded because they say of COVID and there's just not enough people to help unload them, and that they were giving $5,000 signing bonuses. But I always thought, I had a brother-in-law who worked in the business down in Baltimore, and I always thought that those boats were unloaded by people who were in the union, union protected, you know, going back to the days where it's like the mob bosses and stuff and the union bosses and stuff. So I don't know why they're not, unless this could be another ploy by the Biden administration to ruin the country.
Maybe. The cause of the backup, though, Bob, they say port officials strictly enforce COVID restrictions at the ports, including those in Asia, as well as unprecedented demand goods from China, South Korea, and other Asian exporting countries. You know, you got furniture and auto parts and textiles backed up, so we're just not quite sure. I think it centers on COVID, though, the rhetoric behind COVID, and the more the countries enforce these ridiculous vaccine mandates, the more they just throw things off.
Yeah, except for that I keep seeing parties on the left having no masks on and they're not caring. And what, we can't get goods and services? I just have a hard time believing that.
Yeah.
I really do. And if, you know, then again, it's hard to find people to work, too. I know that because we've been paying them for so long to stay home. And now they're used to that.
Right.
And you got to get out there and work. I was at a restaurant yesterday, and they had a help wanted sign. And the restaurant beside them had a help wanted sign. And they're all up and down the streets, help wanted in the service industry.
So it's interesting because on Saturday night, my friends and I go out to dinner, and there were two restaurants right next door to each other in the 7th Street Shopping Center. So we went to one, and they told us it was going to be a 45-minute wait. And we're like, no way. We looked at the left side of the restaurant. Nobody was seated at these tables, so we chalked it up to staff shortages. We went to the next restaurant, and we were able to get in a table for five immediately. So it just depended on the restaurants and how they treat their employees and you know, the type of service. Now, the second restaurant we went to is more like a fine dining restaurant, so they seem to have a little better culture in the way they treat their employees.
But, well, and the other thing is, if you're going out and you are being serviced, and you have a waiter or waitress, take care of them. Because they are the ones who are coming to work and realize that they have to work and they're doing the job. That's what I like. Unless, you know, like yesterday, we had to ask for not only silverware, but napkins. And I was just like, if the waitress wasn't the one who checked us out, I would have complained to the management.
Well, you know, not all servers deserve good tips.
No.
In fact, you know, if my drink is empty, I don't care about being in the weeds. I've worked in the restaurant industry. That's the term they use for being busy, being in the weeds. And if you're in the weeds, it takes 2 seconds to drop by a table and say, I am busy. I will get back to you as soon as possible. And that means more to a customer than if they're just being ignored.
Right. Hey, I'll get your drink in just a minute.
Yeah, Nate was a server. Right?
I worked at TJ Maxx. I never worked in a restaurant.
So you worked in customer service.
I was the front end coordinator, so very similar.
Okay.
Well, very fancy titles he has.
Really fancy.
Yeah, I want to make sure, but I was a front end whatever.
Well, technically, I was the customer experience coordinator, but front end coordinator makes more sense.
So he opened the door for people as they came into the restaurant. There you go.
Pretty much.
You know, Bob, it looks like Joe Biden could owe $500,000 in taxes.
Did you know that? We had to get the rich to pay their fair share. I did not know that.
Well, our WFMD microphones were there when he was actually told last week that he did owe these taxes. Check this out.
Tax time is right around the corner. No, it's not, but who better to help you with your taxes than Joe Biden?
Hey, when it comes to Joe Biden taxes, I'm going to give it to you straight, man. Now, my new tax plan may seem like an increase in taxes, and it is, but hold on a second there, man. This is a tax deduction, because you pay more in taxes, but you get to deduct, which is less. It's less. Now, I'm all about giving you less, even though you'll pay more. Tax the rich? Of course you tax the rich. They have all the money. While you get a deduction, the rich get a Hunter Biden print, man. Now, you can put that where you used to have the money. Joe Biden taxes. Come on, man. Give me to the end of the year, will you?
A Hunter Biden print. Oh, my gosh. That's classic. 858 at WFMD. We're done.
Yep.
That's it. We're gone.
We are done.
Dang it. Show's over.
It ain't over yet.
Oh, yes. It is.
That was the whole show.
See you next time.
Bye.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
Your earlier delays on 70 eastbound in Frederick County have cleared out nicely. A little congested, though, in between 40 and 29 in Howard County. 270 southbound, you slow from Urbana to Hyattstown, from Germantown to Gaithersburg, and then coming off at 270. Getting onto the outer loop of 495, going in towards the American Legion Bridge. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryan. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
And your 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast right now, it is gorgeous outside, 64 outside of our WFMD studios, going up to 78 with the low of 60 tonight. Your WFMD Skyscan forecast brought to you by PJ's Roofing. At PJ's Roofing, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com for more. Glenn Beck is next. Have a great day. We'll talk to you bright and early tomorrow on the Morning News Express. News Radio.